What will be the metrics to evaluate payment process on a technical point of view, but also from chapters?
I'm not sure the but also from chapters, but I'm not sure what that meant, but probably Sue is the best person to give a full answer. But for me, when we come around to 2015 to examine the question looking forward of payment processing or not, I'll be very interested to look at that time, how are the, I really liked what Kat said earlier about unbundling some of these issues. How have we managed to figure out donor relations, for example? What empirical data can we get between now and then, although this is tricky, on how relevant is tax deductibility in terms of donors being willing to give money or not. All of these kinds of things have to be evaluated holistically, but I think we just have to, all of the factors that everybody realizes were for or against payment processing, we have to look at them and as best we can measure what the actual results are, including, by the way, the costs that the payment processing chapters have to incur, the additional costs that they have to incur in their budgets.
I think there is no, there is at this moment no clear, crisp answer to how we're going to evaluate the payment processing question in late 2015. I agree with some of what Jimmy said, but I'm not actually sure that I agree with all of it. I think that there's always going to be an array of 20 issues, and it's never really going to be possible to make this decision or these decisions based purely on data. It just isn't, right? And I would, again, what I said earlier, I would hate for people to spend the next 3.5 years trying to build a bulletproof, rock-solid case that they must be able to payment process. I would prefer this to be an exploratory process that we go through together, and I would prefer us to make the decision more so on the basis of asking the question of why do chapters that aspire to payment process, why do they aspire to payment process? And then, as Jimmy said and Kat before him, decoupling the issues. So if the real issues that drive chapters to want to payment process can be resolved separately, then that's asked and answered, right? So again, I think the important piece is going to be building a good FDC and working through some of the donor relations questions and some of the other sort of subset issues. And frankly, for me, a big piece of the decision-making around late 2015 is going to be how much do people want a payment process? That was a factor in this decision, and I think it will be a factor in the future as well. I think if the FDC is terrific and lots of great things are happening, chapters will want it less.